The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Gaming Ride Home podcast for Thursday, May 14th. I am Kyle Hillier. Here's a whole bunch of video game stuff that happened recently. Nintendo announces a new Paper Mario, and it's not too far away. Evo announces its lineup, and it does not include Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. VentureBeat's Jeff Grubb joins to talk about how Pikmin 3 Deluxe should be happening soon. And The Culling is giving Battle Royale another shot with a new monetization model. Nintendo announces Paper Mario, The Origami King. Seemingly out of left field, Nintendo released a trailer this morning for the previously rumored, now confirmed, new Paper Mario game. It's called Paper Mario, The Origami King. The trailer starts out with a surprisingly creepy sequence where Mario is standing in the lobby of the Mario 64 castle on top of the iconic sun design, and an origami version of Princess Peach walks out and asks Paper Mario, "Will you crease yourself and be reborn like me?" To which Mario replies no, and Origami Peach says, "Wrong answer, right answer, it matters not. Your replies are paper thin," and the sun design on the ground opens up, dropping him underground. From there, it shows a montage of sequences from the game. It looks like a little folded-up version of Bowser might be an ally, which the Paper Mario website confirms with some text that says, "The kingdom has been ravaged by an origami menace. Join Mario and his new partner Olivia as they team up with unlikely allies like Bowser and the Toads to battle evil folded soldiers." The trailer also shows Paper Mario riding around in a little shoe car, shows paper airplanes, and a new combat system that is all about lining up your enemies in a circle. It is maybe the biggest question mark I still have from the reveal: the combat. The last few Paper Mario games moved away from the more traditional RPG combat used in the first two Paper Mario games, which I was not a fan of the changes. I didn't like attacks being connected to a currency, and I'm curious to see if this game uses something similar. Regarding combat, the website says, "Use the 1,000-fold arms ability to extend your arms to interact with the environment and solve puzzles. In battle, line up scattered enemies and plan your attack to maximize damage with the new ring-based battle system that requires both puzzle-solving skills and quick wit." The trailer ends with Mario wearing a papier-mâché Samus hat, and he's making little pew-pew noises. There's a Bob-omb character nearby, and then Olivia says, "Huh, there's something you don't see every day." And then there is also a Donkey Kong papier-mâché hat in the corner of that scene as well. One other detail from the game's website: it looks like the antagonist's name is Ollie. So you, as Mario, Bowser, and Olivia, will be fighting Ollie. If I were a betting man, I would say that Olivia and Ollie are probably siblings. The game comes out on July 17th, which is the same day as Ghost of Tsushima, both of which are excitingly close. Evo is going online this year and has announced its lineup. Like other gatherings of large groups of people, Evo, the annual fighting game tournament that hosts thousands of attendees and highlights the best fighting games every year, is going digital this year and hosting an online tournament. It announced its lineup yesterday, and it had quite a few surprises in it. Featured games will include Under Night in Birth X Late, Dragon Ball FighterZ, Tekken 7 Street Fighter V Champion Edition, Soul Calibur 6, Granblue Fantasy Versus, Samurai Showdown, Skullgirls Encore, Mortal Kombat 11, Killer Instinct, and Them's Fightin' Herds. Dragon Ball FighterZ and Tekken 7 have been the surprise hits of recent years, and Mortal Kombat's inclusion is a welcome surprise. Also, Them's Fightin' Herds, which is a great name, a game that started as a fan-made My Little Pony fighting game that turned into its own thing over time, just came out on PC on April 30th, so it's impressive to see that in the lineup already. The notable exception this year is Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. It's always a popular entry that boasts some of the most viewers, but many believe the game has been cut this year since the game's online play is underwhelming, which is maybe the most polite way you can say that it's bad. It also doesn't help that Nintendo is not the biggest supporter of Smash Bros. Professional tournament efforts. They're not opposed to it. Nintendo just never seems particularly interested in throwing any weight behind those kinds of tournaments. EVO will take place between July 4th and August 2nd. A Pikmin 3 Switch remaster may be in the works. Jeff Grubb, now official friend of the show, likes to drop little scoops at the ends of his otherwise normal stories, and today is no different. Reporting on the Paper Mario news, Jeff Grubb mentioned at the end of his story the rumored 3D Mario collection, but also said that Pikmin 3 Deluxe will be announced soon. Here's Jeff Grubb from VentureBeat to tell me more. Hey, Jeff, thanks for calling me again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, you have this habit, I'm learning, of just sticking little scoops and news stories at the end of stories that are otherwise pretty normal. And today you wrote a story about Paper Mario, which I've already talked about on today's episode. But at the end, you snuck in this sentence, which I'll read back to you. Nintendo obviously has more games in the works. Intelligent Systems only oversaw Tecmo Koei's production of Fire Emblem Three Houses because it was working on this, Paper Mario. Other Nintendo studios will have games ready for release soon as well. That includes the 3D Mario remasters, but it should also include Pikmin 3 Deluxe. Can you tell me about Pikmin 3?
Yeah, so this is one of the things I was actually expecting at the March Direct. So I wasn't expecting that to be a Direct Mini, and I don't think Nintendo originally planned that to be a Direct Mini. I'm pretty certain that this game, Pikmin 3, and then also Paper Mario were supposed to be announced at that event. But then COVID happened. Nintendo was like, wait, let's just wait and see what's going to happen. Let's make sure we have all our ducks in a row. And then if everything's okay, we'll figure out another time to announce these games. Clearly, now they're not planning to have another Direct. I reported on that, at least for many months. So it's figuring out other ways to announce these games. And I think the way that it did with Paper Mario, I think it's going to do the same thing with Pikmin 3, where it's going to just say, hey, this game's going to be ready pretty soon. But yeah, I mean, obviously, like, we've seen them do this with a lot of Wii U games. Super Mario, New Super Mario Brothers Wii U Deluxe came out. I think this is going to be pretty similar to that. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, it's going to work in the same way for sure.
Pikmin 3 originally released on the Wii U in 2013. There was a 3DS Pikmin game in 2017, but it was a lot different than traditional Pikmin and was more of a puzzle platformer. And then there is also rumor that has been bouncing around for a few years that Pikmin 4 is almost done, which is something Shigeru Miyamoto, Mario's creator, Zelda's creator, big important video game guy, told Eurogamer back in 2015. Obviously, we haven't heard anything about Pikmin 4 since then, unless it transformed into that 3DS game, which seems unlikely. Here's Grubb talking briefly about the longstanding Pikmin 4 rumors. So it's going to be Pikmin 3 Deluxe and not Pikmin 4?
Yes, up front, yeah. First, it'll be Pikmin 3 Deluxe, and then I don't know about a Pikmin 4. I hope there's a Pikmin 4. I'm a big fan of the Pikmin games. My wife is a huge fan of the Pikmin games, so I told her way back then, I'm like, oh, he's making another one. And now my gut is like, Miyamoto could say that and mean something else. He could say, like, the next game. I don't know if he said exactly Pikmin 4. Maybe he was talking about that 3DS game or whatever it was. So my hope is that there's still Pikmin 4 coming, but I don't know if there is. I know that this one right now is a remaster of the Wii U game.
Gotcha. Yeah, by the way, no complaints. I'll take a Pikmin 3 Deluxe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to playing through that game again. It was really fun on the Wii U. It'll be great to have on the Switch. And I'm, it'll be great to have a much larger audience have a chance to play that game because it was a really fantastic game.
Jeff Grubb is a reporter for VentureBeat and, as we're learning, a serial scoop hider. Pikmin 3 Deluxe would be a surprise considering the Pikmin 4 rumors. And considering the many cases where we assumed Wii U games would be ported to Switch that ended up being full sequels, like Mario Maker 2, Splatoon 2, and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, but there have also been plenty of really successful Wii U ports too, like Mario Kart 8 and New Super Mario Bros. U. So it wouldn't be a surprise to see Pikmin 3 Deluxe at all. I'm not the biggest Pikmin fan in the world, but I did play and beat 3. I had a good time with it. I certainly wouldn't say no to revisiting it, but I think the big bonus, as Jeff and I talked about, would be the chance for all those who never played it on Wii U to finally play Pikmin 3. Maybe it will see an Animal Crossing or Luigi's Mansion-style sales and popularity boom.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Here are today's releases and some release dates. Ion Fury is out today on Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. The game was originally announced as Ion Maiden, but the band Iron Maiden wasn't a fan, so the game's name was changed. But the important thing to note about this game is it is published by 3D Realms, the studio behind classic first-person shooters like Duke Nukem, and Ion Fury is a shooter in that tradition of those kinds of classic shooters, but updated with some modern ideas and quality of life improvements. Its visuals make it look a little like classic Doom, in fact. The PC version reviewed really well. My friend JV Gwaltney, who reviewed the game for Game Informer, gave it a 9, and wrote, "This retro shooter lives beyond its nostalgic ambitions to become a fantastic, timeless FPS experience." So I'm curious to see how the game translates to a controller on a console. It definitely looks like it would be a good Switch game. And speaking of Switch games, Oddworld Munch's Odyssey is out today on Switch. The game was an original Xbox launch title and was even used in a lot of the marketing for the original Xbox. It's an Oddworld game where you play as Munch, a weird fish-like alien creature with one leg who has mind powers. It's not a favorite in the Oddworld series of games, but it is generally well-liked. Tetris Effect, the Tetris game with trippy visuals and a fantastic soundtrack from the creator of Rez, is out today for Oculus Quest, which is awesome. I love that game. Playing it in VR is a ton of fun, and I bet playing it on Quest without any wires holding you back has just got to be the most fun. The Culling Origins is out today on Xbox One, but this is a weird one. The Culling was a briefly popular Battle Royale game that managed to find success by releasing on Steam as a standalone Battle Royale game while PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds was growing in popularity as an Arma 2 mod. It basically beat PUBG to Steam, but once PUBG released a few months later, Culling's player count dropped significantly. So the studio fast-tracked a sequel, Culling 2, and everyone hated it. So the game was pulled offline while developer Xaviant regrouped. So today marks the Culling's return, now subtitled Origins, on Xbox One, and it has a new questionable free-to-play model. From the press release, players can play one free match online each day. Players can play additional matches through the following means. Winning an online match grants an online match token. Packs of online match tokens can be purchased. 3 tokens are 99 cents, 10 tokens is $2.99, and 20 tokens is $4.99. Online passes providing unlimited online play can be purchased for 7 days, $1.99, or 30 days, $5.99. Alternatively, also from the press release, The Culling Origins will be on the Xbox Store for $5.99 and comes with a one-day free trial before payment. Anyone who previously purchased The Culling Origins or downloaded the game while it was free to play will be able to play without the additional purchase. So it sounds like you can buy the game for $6 or you can play one match a day for free, but you get to keep going if you win, or you can buy packs of coins to keep playing. It's confusing and weird, and I don't have a lot of confidence in the model, especially when Fortnite is like right there, playable for free, and PUBG isn't too expensive and it's less confusing. But, you know, we'll see how the game goes. It's out today, so we'll see if it finds its audience. Polybridge 2, the sequel to the game all about building bridges that became a bit of a streaming success, is releasing on March 28th. There are a number of upgrades to the sequel, like improved physics and that kind of thing, but the big addition for the sequel seems to be its upgraded Twitch integration. From the press release, if you get stuck on a puzzle while streaming, the Polybridge 2 Twitch extension allows viewers and streamers to work together to solve it. Viewers can design and submit bridges directly to their favorite streamer for them to test in-game, which I think sounds pretty cool. I want to see that in action. Back when The Last of Us Part 2 was delayed, we all kind of focused on that, but there was another announcement alongside it that sort of got lost in the shuffle. Iron Man VR was also delayed to an ambiguous future date. Sony announced its new date recently, though, and Iron Man VR is expected to release on July 3rd. It's frankly not a game that is inspiring a lot of excitement, which is something VR struggles with in general, but every hands-on report that I have read is positive, and every time I have spoken with other game journalists about it, they are really excited and say that they like what they've played. I have played a lot of VR. I have an Oculus Quest that I like a lot, and I played a lot of PlayStation VR at Game Informer, but I never actually bought my own PSVR headset. If reception for this game is good, though, I might consider getting one. It would be a good excuse to revisit Astrobot Rescue Mission, if nothing else. That's it for gaming news today. It's been a surprisingly busy week. If you have corrections or just feedback in general, feel free to send me tweets or DMs to either at Kyle M. Hilliard or at Gaming Ride Home, or you can send an email to kyle@ridehome.info, and please consider leaving a review for the podcast wherever you listen to it. You can also check out my Twitch account, Kyle Impersonator, where I'm playing through Resident Evil Code Veronica X. Right now there's this hallway that's poisoned and there's these moths in it, and you can't kill the moths, as far as I know. If you do kill them, they just regenerate and you have to go through that hall like a million times. It's not great, but you know what? I'm doing it. I'm making headway. I'm still alive, so maybe I'll be done with that game soon. We'll see. You can also find me on the Min-Max Show for more long-form video game discussion. I will talk to you more about video games tomorrow. We're going to have a whole bunch of new Ghost of Tsushima details, so I'm really excited about that.